BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
This is a download of Farming Today from the BBC. The presenter today, Anna Hill.
Good morning. A member of the Scottish Parliament calls for legislation to stop the shooting of mountain hares. But Scottish landowners say grouse moors, where many of the hares are shot, actually have 35 times more of the animals than other parts of the Scottish uplands. We'll hear from both sides of the argument later on. First, though, today, the number of curlew in Wales has dropped 80% over the last 30 years, and RSPB Cymru says farming practices are partly to blame. But now Powys farmers have come together to help the bird. All this week, we're looking at farmland birds and their future. The curlew nest on the ground, so they're very vulnerable to ploughing and cutting heather or silage. But even more crucial is the period when the birds fledge and move off the moorland onto surrounding farmland. Emily Hughes went to meet Nicky Myhill from the partnership trying to protect curlews.
About 25% of the world population of curlew nest in Britain. There's been a huge decline. There's, say, about 50,000 pairs left nesting in Britain. Only about 300 or 400 in Wales now.
Nick Myhill's a farmer and conservation expert. He's working on an array of initiatives from habitat improvement to predator control to help protect the curlews that are currently nesting here.
And off to our right now, you can hear a curlew sounding an alarm call. Just listen to that. That was the alarm call, then followed by the babbling call. One of the reasons that curlew have got a problem is that it seems that, as far as we know, they were predominantly nesters on the uplands themselves, on the moors themselves, up to about 100 years ago. About 100 years ago, for some reason, possibly the increase of predators, perhaps the increase in public access, I don't know what it was, they began to move into hay fields. The change that has taken place is that nowadays haymaking has been replaced by silage. It's a much faster process. It's done much earlier in the year. And curlew, what's one thing they've got against them, they incubate the eggs, and then for 5 weeks the chicks are still moving around on the ground. So for 2 months, effectively, if they're in a mowing field, and that field is cut early, then we're losing curlews in those mowing fields.
I'm joined now by Hugh Jones, who's one of the farmers taking part. We're in the hills above Hay-on-Wye, and below us we can see a patchwork of fields with the Black Mountains in the distance. And we're just walking up to see where the curlews are currently nesting. Are they nesting on a part of your land?
Yes, they are. They're in some longer grass, so hopefully at the moment, fingers crossed, we think we've got a breeding pair on the ground at the moment. And as we speak, there's a curlew gliding down on the wind. What timing, huh?
So Hugh, on this particular patch of land, what can you do to help encourage the curlews?
Grazing pressure early on, especially when they're nesting. And then the actually is not leaving it more so is don't do any topping, mowing, and it's just really leave it and leave them get on with their business of making little baby curlews and sitting on the nests.
Modern agricultural practices have been blamed for the massive decrease in curlew populations. What do you think about that?
I think maybe the way things have been structured in farming haven't helped. Perhaps we've been driven with costs going up, costs of production going up, so maybe our farming enterprises haven't been as proactive as what they could have been from. And I think it's not that difficult. I think if we can just look at it a bit more sensible and just get people working with other people, I think it's not as complicated as what everybody thinks.
That report from Emily Hughes in Wales.